second level of betochen, we saw Rashi's shit in betochen, is not that you get whatever you want, but that you makabel whatever comes to you because you know it's good for you. So you're not getting what you want, you're leaving what you get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whatever he gives you, you makabel ba'ava. So we asked, it's obvious that the second one is the one that's appropriate. No one here is going to think that he knows what he needs in order to demand and give, you know, tell Hashem exactly what you want. So what do we need the first one for? So in order to understand that, he went into the sugya of Moshe Rabbeinu Rabbi Akiva, that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand Rabbi Akiva's Torah, but Rabbi Akiva got his Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, what does that mean? So he said that the way Rabbi Akiva was able to live in a world of tzaddik v'ralo, and bold and bibasimcha, tzaddik v'ralo, was because he had the Messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu, what's called tzaddik v'toivlo. And what we need to understand now, how it is that Hest upon him, and now he asked him, how that's an aliyah b'darga. Now we have to understand. He said that Moshe Rabbeinu's darga, tzaddik v'toivlo, is the minimum you need in order to build the foundations. But in order to do what you want this world to do, you have to get into Rabbi Akiva's world. How's that an aliyah b'darga? That's what we have to understand. I think that's where we're holding, right? Okay. It seems quite wondrous. How is Hester upon him an aliyah b'darga? Namchish is a dvorim b'moshel. Ab b'noi mesachim b'machbuim. Father and son are playing hide and seek. Machbuim, whatever it's called in whatever part of the world you come from. Here you hide away and the other guy's gonna find you, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Ha'av mitchabe, v'al'yala d'lagolo soy. The father hides and the child has to find him. Keshelet katan, ha'av mitchabe mitachas ha'shulchan, o'mechor ha'delet. When the child's small, where do you hide? You hide under the table, right? Or behind the door. Because he's a baby. So that the son can find the father very quickly. As the son gets older, the father starts finding more sophisticated places where to hide away, so the son has to work a little bit harder to find it. When the son finds the father, whoa, there's a big simcha, a big party. The father has enormous nachas and simcha from the son that he's so clever that he can find his father in all these places that who would ever think that father would be hiding there. The son now becomes an adult. He understands all those sophisticated hiding places. He still wants to play with his son. So it comes up with a gewaldic idea. He takes his son and he throws him into the forest. And the son's now trembling with fear in the middle of the forest. He doesn't know where he is. It's dark. He doesn't know. He's terrified. All he can hear is the anybody ever been out in the African bush at night? So all you hear of is like roaring funny sounds or whatever. You go to a mukka at 3 o'clock in the morning, you hear the wolves howling. It's quite terrifying. It's pitch black, there's nothing there. A mukka. And you hear the wolves. You hear the wolves howling, no, but it bounces off. You're in an amphitheater and the echoes off the walls. There's a mamash pachad neira. So that's what he's hearing in the forest. I've been right with pachad. Suddenly he sees a big lion coming towards him. You see, for us, we come from there. It's not such a, but for you guys, you've never seen a lion before. It's quite a scary thing. You know? There's a lion coming towards you. You can imagine, you see a lion coming towards you in the middle of the desert, in the middle of the forest, you don't know where you are. You lose your mind. You got to have your kalim. He calms down and he thinks, one second. Who threw him into this forest? Abba Sheli. Avi Ahuv, my beloved father who loves me. If there's a lion coming towards me in the forest and my father put me here, it must be that the lion is my father mechapesing as a lion. Unigash l'aria bebatoch masir me'alponev esamasecha v'kayra abe yadati shezeata. I hope you're right. If you're wrong, then the story has a very unpleasant ending. But he was right. It was his father. Simcha gadayle metzipes liber shalav b'reise es chokmes b'noik. Imagine how happy the father is. He understands how much your son trusts you and how clever your son is, who understands that it's you. Come a simcha to a father like that. Who his kilavin ki ima abin shlichotole yoy, so father put you into a matzav, ein zeis ele shumam shich lesachekim, or b'machboim, he's carrying on playing hide and seek with you. Ele shapa mu mitchabe b'dmus arin, right now, where was he hiding? He was hiding as an ariya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra kel mistatev. HaOilam u'miloshen helam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitchabe v'nelam meitanu v'tzigenu legaluto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the hidden God. The world is called Nelam. Oilam means hidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself in the world. And our job is to be Megalim in the world. Kasheru Yisrael Yatzir Leyomim, when Klal Yisrael was very young, Veshanim Kodmoyne, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu lo yistes atzmoy Klal Vakal. A Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't hide himself bichlal. So im tinu kotoni, efshel esachek b'machbuim, you can't play machbuim with a little baby. Boisem yomim nizgalen la Kodesh Baruch Hu b'kol uzu v'tefotoim. Lach mikan nichnas ha'am l'eretz Yisrael. God leinu mat, we came to Yisrael, we grew a little bit. As a Kodesh Baruch Hu itchil ishtashtei imanu. In the times of the Shoftim, he was hidden. V'anachnu gilanu oto, and we revealed him. Shuv mitchabe v'shuv gilanu oto. All through the whole of Tanakh, he hid himself and he found him. He hid himself and he found him. Hitbogroni yoisa, we became more and more experienced, more adult. V'kodesh Baruch Hu mitchabe v'eis churban v'eis rishon. He hid himself away by churban v'eis rishon. Ach shuv gilinu oto. We revealed him when we came home. His bogrono oid beisiv a kodesh bochu itchabe b'toich ari atzmo. Hashem hid himself in the lion himself. Who itchabe b'chodesh av shemazola ariya. He hid himself in what's called chodesh av. Dafka chodesh av, because that's the father. But how did he hide himself? The mazel of av is a lion. Who chrives b'teinu beis b'chira v'golin tanu matzeni. We had the place. Hamikdash was destroyed and we got sent into Golas. V'ahesta mamshich. As we go deeper into this God, the hiddenness gets stronger and stronger. Hashem hides himself in places you can never even begin to imagine that he's hiding there. Hashem gets enormous nachas and simcha from his children. Shetamid matzlich li megolot oto b'kol mokum b'kol matzov. That find Hashem in every possible situation. Nemtzil dam shevgafta hester v'choishech mochichim chid bogonu. It's dafka the hester and the darkness and the golas that's a hochocha that proves that we're growing up. V'ki aleinu b'dalga, that we've alinu b'dalga, we've gone up a level. K'teitzor mikach HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzarich listateh od yoisa. Hashem has to hide himself even more. Will we continue to try and find him and to reveal him in every matzav, in every situation? When Hashem comes and takes out of Mitzrayim, him himself, not a malach, not a sorof, who b'kvoyde ba'atzei? Loisilanu breiru mugudu umigoydu matikus gilu elokus. You had a choice not to be Makabal Malchus or Malchus Shemaim when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was behaving the way he was by Yetzias Mitzrayim. You said, no, I don't believe in God. You had a choice? Kasher osa shifcha al hayam mashelo ro yecheskel ben buzi. Shefilo eilim v'oivim ayumayim v'etvoyim zeh keili v'anveyu. You saw Zeh Keli, you pointed with your finger. You couldn't makabel berotzon. You didn't have a choice. When you're standing next to a policeman, you don't steal. You know why? Because you're an honest guy. No, because you're not a meshuganah. When the cop goes away, you steal. He's a ganav. When the cop's standing, you don't steal. Why not? Because you're such a good guy. No, he's a ganav. You don't have a choice. They don't have a choice. And that was done by Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Akiva is the leader of Klal Yisrael, that where you have to bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu to yourself. Anoichi haste vasti as pona. That anoichi, that you have to megale yourself. Anachnu mechapsim megalim amotzim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kol mokom. You have to go look and find, and with bizboinus and chakir, you have to go look for Hashem. Ki b'soicha haste anoire b'yoseh, because he's hidden so far away. Gam kashe shoiklim es besoro shul Rabbi Akiva b'mokoylin. Even when they're stripping Rabbi Akiva's flesh off with iron coal, who might say Hashem, even there he can find Hashem. Kasheyotze nishmoso be'echot. His neshama goes out be'echad with understanding of that's a call me Hashem, I know milvodri. There's no Romans and there's no Mekhoel shel Basel. Hakol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing, it's all nice. And that's the avoid of our generation, therefore it's an alien darga, it's not a yerida. The more older we get, the more we're able to handle these kind of nishaynas that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives them to us, and we have to become more sophisticated in the way that we magala Kodesh Baruch Hu in every aspect of our lives. Why do you say this? We tend to look at ourselves as such a low generation, such a no. You're right. Many fall and many don't kind of nishaynas. But we know better. We know why we are. There's enormous simcha that Kodesh Baruch Hu has trusted us in this low level with these nishaynas. He was there. He didn't speak about it. What you saw in there, what they saw in the camps, how people in Magala Kodesh Baruch Hu in the worst of the worst situations. Nothing on it. Many and social sipurim of Yidden that Ramamish found Hashem.
The Talmud once told me, people ask him, where was Hashem in the Holocaust? He says, where wasn't he? It was impossible not to see him. I was there. Impossible not to see him. I said, oh, that means.
The hekesh between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Tisha B'Av, because that's really what we're talking about, right? Yetzias Mitzrayim is Tzadik V'Tov Leiz Moshe Rabbeinu, is the first level of B'tochen. Tisha B'Av is Rabbi Akiva, is Tzadik V'Ralo, is the second level of B'tochen. But for Semes he hakina and emeres B'Tisha B'Av v'haba mitfutzois Yisrael, the kina zu kaimus hakabola ben Yetzias Mitzrayim Yetzias Mishalayim. The kinnah that said in many places in Eretz Yisrael that makes a hekesh between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Yetzias Yerushalayim. The kol bais base shel hakinnah yesh chazor al oisin akudah muhutis. Gredel hagiluim shezachinu lehem betzeisnu mitzrayim. Great were the revelations that we merited when we went out of Mitzrayim. Lumas gredel ahesne vachoyshech sheyem naschelka sheyitzonim Yerushalayim legolus amorah. In contradiction to the enormous hester and darkness that we merited, that was our lot when we went out of Yerushalayim. It's Yetzias Mitzrayim and Yetzias Yerushalayim. Al pi pshuta shel dvarim, huh? Contrast. What did I say? Oh, sorry, contrast. I got the first five letters right. Contra. Al pshuta shel dvarim, kinezu bob matara lo'iru liftoyach, it's coming to arouse and open your heart in order to wail, in order to mourn the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Kasher b'makom az yashir, instead of singing az yashir, likrei bebechi es Megillas Eicha. We don't have Shiras Hayam, we have Megillas Eicha. U'b'makom Aaron v'Moshe giblone es nivuchenetzev v'adrinus Kaiser. And instead of Moshe v'Aaron, we've got Nebuchadnezzar and Adrinus. Ulam Oymek Rav Noisef Tomun B'divrei HaMakoyrim. But there's another depth here. Halibademes Oysa Gilu Shaya B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim Chozol Atzmoy Gam B'Tzeisim Yerushalayim. That Gilui that happened at Yetzias Mitzrayim returns and megalos itself again B'Tzeisim Yerushalayim. But it comes in a different way. Externally, it looks very different. But in Pnim, it's the same thing. By Yetzias Mirushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't reveal himself to us. On the contrary, he hid himself in the worst types of hiddenness. In that month, we megale him. Through the dark, thick layers of filters and masks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put up, we go through there and we megale him. And we reveal the Zekeli Vanveyu, Anoichi Hashem Elokecho. Well, Pinkus used to say the greatest light that shines in Klal Yisrael is on Tisha B'Av. There's no greater light, there's no greater ability to get close to Hashem like he's on Tisha B'Av. What he used to say. You see a little kid running across the road and he nearly gets hit by a bus, God forbid. Everyone comes up to him and says, "Oh, you're right." Someone gives him a glass of water, someone gives him a mamtak. One guy walks up and gives him a punch. Who's that? It's his father. Tisha B'Av, you get to realize how much Hashem really loves you. He's not going to let you get lost. He cares about you. He doesn't want you getting run over by a bus. So he gives a gazunta patch, but that's your father, that you know where that's coming from. The rest of the day, you can get confused. All the good things that are happening, you can think it's because you did it, because of your koichavet simyadi, because you got a friendly bank manager, that's why you got panah. You can make a lot of mistakes. On Tisha B'Av, there's no room for mistakes. You understand? It's me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no one else in the world. Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnei sugim shalayla seder hevi klal Yisrael difnei kisa covered. We have two different types of layla seder that we present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the kisa covered. Layla seder rishon ha'histori shebo yoshvu klal Yisrael kashem mosneim chagurim mumaklim b'yodom. The first original historical layla seder where klal Yisrael sat with their loins girded, with their belts tied, with their sticks in their hands. And in every Yid's house, there was a revelation of Shechina that there never was again. Hashem revealed himself to them. Outside, the Mitzvah were dropping dead like flies. HaKadosh Baruch is gala b'oises u'b'moisim u'b'yad chazoka. Ein lanu soga kol shu b'gilui zeh. Man, how many Pesachs you live through, you get more and more of a feeling, how little we understand what that was, what levels they were on. V'gam einu milim she'techlonu la'vih es ha'ma'amid la'niskov. And you can't express it even, there's no words to describe it. Luma zeh sayaleil seydacheh. Shoneh le'gamri b'chitzeh nisu. Its externality was completely different. But internally it was very similar. There was a group of Yidden hiding out in the ghetto under Gnazi Yamach Shmom rule. Broken, shattered, returning from forced labor. Layla Seder, you got to make a Seder. So they made a Seder. There was no abakosis, there was no matzah. There were Yidden that managed with Mesiras Nefesh to find matzahs. Or, but yeah, there was none. ulam moro v'dmois k'may melech b'shir godol b'yois ayushav. There was plenty moro and plenty salt water. Mitos ha-seva ha-mufa'oris ha-yudrak she'et. The beautiful couches that we lie on at Leila Seder with a seva were wooden benches. B'yodam haya k'zayis chomet. The Germans didn't overfeed the Yidden in the camps. They had a kazaisa chomets that they were mechayv minatoyed to eat because of pekuch nefesh. Gomla belima lachlota shem yoichlu chomets b'leila seder. They decided they're going to eat chomets on leila seder, but they're going to make a seder. Haseder shalem lo yitchil b'kaddish. They couldn't make kiddush. Shekon lo elam le'ayim. Haseder shalem hitchil b'halachma onye diochle b'avasona b'arud mitzrayim. D'arud mitzrayim. It started. This is the bread of affliction that our ancestors ate in Mitzrayim. Heim kavoseim nusunim ayutachas magav noigesh achzori. They, like their fathers, were living under the boot of a very cruel rulership. Hamasbek lem lechem tzal lechem oini. What did they have? They had a piece of bread, Gansen. Lechem oini kapshutoi. Kachem yeishvim v'sapim v'tziyat Mitzrayim. Oimrim es ha'agodem muskorom miskoyinom mizochreinom. They sat and had a seder and they sat over the god as much as they could remember. V'nei kishegiyah l'moitzi matzah choytzi ha'yudim alulu es kazayis ha'chomet mi'atachtam v'itchilu v'amiris l'shem yichud. When it came to the part in the seder where you eat the matzah, they took out the bread and they started with the L'Shem Yichud. And they made a special tefillah for this very unusual night. Ribbono shel Olam, galu v'yudu lefanecha. It's revealed and known before you. She'rotzeinu la'asos tzeinecha lo'ichol b'layla hazeh kazayis matzah. We really want to do your rotzon and tonight eat a kazayis of matzah. Like you commanded us in the Torah. But you gave us a mitzvah bigger than Yachilas Matzah. We have a mitzvah to stay alive. The big mitzvah v'chai behem. L'shem yichud kutshebrichu shchintei. Hineni muchunu mezumen l'kai mitzvahs asher shol v'chai behem v'lo shiyomus behem. We are here prepared and ready to makayim the mitzvah of v'chai behem and not to die in them. Hem kotcho lapas brochem moitzi lecha min haaretz v'ochle katzayis chometz. And in that moment they made the broche and they ate the katzayis chometz l'shem yichud, the mitzvah of v'chai behem. B'layla seder zeh hayarak ha-kolosh brochem b'kveide ba'atzmoy ein beria melevoda hay musugeles lavin mechoza kezeh. No one else except HaKadosh Baruch Hu could understand what was going on here. L'shem yichud al kaseis chometz b'layla seder? L'shem yichud on a piece of chometz on layla seder? Seder misug zeh lo zocher liroit, lo nevim v'lo tanoim v'lo amoroim. None of the nevim, amoroim, tanoim was zocher to see a layla seder like this. Hayu sham rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kvoido v'atzmoy. Who is there? Just a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'sham kladi shel gilo oto. Sham kladi shel kia es kol ha-mechitzes v'gilo es ha-anoichi ha-mestate v'soich ha-hesta asti. And there kladi shel was megala Kodesh Baruch Hu in the hasta asti. In the darkest moment. Ze gilo elof kuz gilo or Hashem b'toich ha-choshech ha-godol. And that's a revelation of the light of Hashem in the worst darkness. Gilo ave she b'toich ha-sine k'v'yochol gilo Hacheres b'toich ha-shibud, gilu ha-simcha b'toich ha-yogur. In the worst matzavim, Klal Yisrael megal HaKadosh Baruch Hu and was samach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a kid Hashem Shemayim like that, there never was. Moshe Amanu, b'tzeitzim Mitzrayim u'b'tzeitzim Yerushalayim. Two yetzias, one from Mitzrayim, in a blaze of miracles and open gilu Hashem, and b'tzeitzim Yerushalayim in the darkness of an Auschwitz. Nashke Adadi, Klal Yisrael was kissing and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they were hugging and kissing each other. Anoichi Asher Yetzeischi v'anoichi Asti Astia. The same Anoichi that took you out of Mitzrayim is the same Anoichi that put you into the Hester. Olu shneim lifnei kisei hakovod unishbotzu ka'avnei chein b'kitzur shol melech malchim melochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Both those Anoichi, both those Yetzias come into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's crown and glorify his crown, beautiful diamonds. Shneim mevim legilu shchina, both of them bring to gilu shchina, lis kreivas rabbe ben abayis barach, who ben knes Yisrael am kdoisha. Moir, because he's stuck to us, how he looks at this situation. We have to learn from that, because the darkness today is worse than it was then. Today it's a spiritual cheshech. Today it's a spiritual darkness. That was a physical nisoy. Today it's a spiritual churban of enormous proportions. Rabbi Lashov said it's worse today than it was then. We're losing more Yidden today than we did then. Then we lost the goose, but the neshamas went up Kodesh Kedoshim. Today we're using the shamas by the truck loads. Do you know how to extract the light from that darkness? Thursday the guys learned. It's going to start shear straight away. 10 o'clock we said a good vach.